I'm joined by Chris McGreal in Cairo. What's the latest, Chris?
Foreign reporters arrived at the army checkpoints to enter the Cairo Square this morning, only to be told that they can't go in without Egyptian press cards, that it's necessary to go to a TV press building to apply for them, and it's not clear now how long they will take to issue. So for the moment, the vast majority of foreign press are actually being kept out of the square. When I asked why that was necessary of the military policeman who's English-speaking military policeman at that, who's been put in charge of seeing the foreign press into and checking their credentials into the square, he said, you will need these in the next 2 or 3 days. They're going to be very important, but didn't elaborate on why.
So it's a bit more subtle than rounding up foreign reporters, but nevertheless another form of censorship, perhaps.
Yes, it's not clear whether this is just bureaucratic, and this is a very bureaucratic country, and they've simply decided that part of the normalization is getting back to the old ways of insisting that everybody goes by the book, and that includes foreign reporters having to get press cards, or whether it's a means of a deliberate strategy to kind of diminish the reporting from the square. Certainly the government's trying to marginalize what's going on in the square now with the talks that are taking place, and to suggest over state TV and in other ways that the protesters are now out of step with what's happening in the rest of the country, that there are these negotiations for political change, and that the demands of the protesters in the square, whilst they were legitimate to begin with, now the country needs to return to normality, get the economy going again. That the protests, if they don't have to stop, they shouldn't be allowed to continue to disrupt the running of the country.
And are they closing in on the square?
No, they've moved back and forth a bit over the past few days. Particularly on one side near the Egyptian Museum, the army made an attempt to clear burned out cars there, and what they've been trying to do is persuade the protesters to remove the barricades, and the stated intent a couple of days ago by the army was to be able to open the road through Tahrir Square. They said the protesters wouldn't have to leave, but part of the normalization is that the roads have to open. Now, the protesters, I think, understandably, saw that as an attempt to weaken, almost neuter the protest, because, of course, if you've got cars crisscrossing all over the square, it doesn't have nearly the same impact, and the demonstrators standing on the pavement. That attempt now seems to be on hold because the protesters have made it quite clear that they'll resist it. And I think under the circumstances, the government is keen to avoid any public confrontation, physical confrontation, while these talks are going on, not least because I think the opposition group would immediately pull out were there to be a showdown. The problem, of course, for the people in the square now is to remain relevant. And one of the ways to remain relevant, of course, is to keep the numbers up, to keep the square closed down, and to say that their central demand, that Hosni Mubarak has to go, mustn't be abandoned by the political parties that are now claiming to speak in their name, or the opposition groups that are claiming to speak in their name.
You mentioned talks. Are we expecting more today?
We are, although these are not collective talks. Omar Suleiman, the man who increasingly seems to run Egypt, the vice president, has been having meetings with clusters of groups, individual groups. The Muslim Brotherhood is today deciding whether to have a second meeting with him. They met yesterday. They insisted that these were not negotiations. They were just wanting to hear the government's position. And on the basis of what they were told, they're deciding today whether to have more talks. Other groups have been more positive, saying, well, there were things in the talks with Suleiman that were worth considering. He made certain offers, but they need to be developed, and that the central issues around the removal of Hosni Mubarak from power, and particularly the lifting of restrictions on political activity, have to be decided before they can go much further. But there isn't at the moment really a cohesive opposition position on all of these things, and I think that there certainly is some of those in the opposition who feel that they need to start developing one.
Are we moving towards a sort of stalemate, or is it more fluid than that?
I think it's more fluid than that. They're partly because the government is making concessions, and with that, its opponents, you know, sense victory, maybe not right now, but that things are changing very fundamentally. And, you know, that's reinforced by the fact that Barack Obama was saying only yesterday that, you know, Egypt cannot go back now from this. And I think there's a realization of that on the ground. It's really now about who controls the future and what that future is. And there's great suspicion, particularly in Tahrir Square, of dealings with Omar Suleiman. He was, after all, Mubarak's intelligence chief. He was instrumental in suppressing dissent. He's acted on behalf of the Americans in a particularly sinister role involved with the renditions and torture interrogation of alleged terrorism suspects. There's great suspicion about this man, but there's also a realization that he, for now, has his hands on the levers of power. I think one of the dangers, one of the fears of the opposition, is that this is allowed to drag out, and that would drag it out deliberately in the hopes that the protest would lose momentum, and that the particularly the demonstrators in Tahrir Square, obviously the most visible part of that, all those demonstrations around the country, that they will give up and go home, and that will give the government a little more leverage in all of this.
Just mark our card as to what's going to happen in the next 24 hours or so. I've read that Ahmad Mahmoud, one of the first journalists to be killed, is going to be buried today. Anything else that sort of key events today?
I can't tell you, Matt. I'm sorry, mate.
Okay.
I've spent the morning. I haven't had a chance to do anything more than deal with running around Central Egypt, Cairo, and focus on this stuff in Tahrir Square and try and get press cards. So if you can just drop that would be good.
Okay, keep us posted then. Thanks, Chris.
All right.